him and Jim Brown on the same field. That's a powerful field, man. And that's a strong moment to have both of them on the field at the same time. I learned a lot from Marshall, you know, as far as watching his film on him. And, you know, when we was at Alabama, we used to watch a lot of film on Marshall. And I still study a lot of his game. Go back and watch a lot of that film on certain stuff that he do. And I give him phone calls every now and then and ask him what I need to do better or what I need to work hard on.
And how did you first get to know Marshall?
I really just came from being in Alabama. We had the combine. I really first really got to meet him. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, we just stayed in touch from there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that, man, it's just been, you know, we've been clicking ever since. And every time I see him, man, it's just much love out there, man. He always trying to give me wisdom.
What does he tell you? Like, what are some of, like, advice that he gives you?
You know, for one, he always tell me to be smart about my money. And he always tell me, you know, play behind your pads. Mm-hmm. And don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. And so, you know, with that coming from him, man, that's big. Because, you know, as running backs, we think different than everybody. I don't care what anybody say. Like last year, I played with broken ribs. Ain't nobody know it. But I feel like my legs weren't broke, I could still run. So I played through it. And, you know, that's another example. That's a lot of respect I got from him and everybody around the world that I played like that.
What were you guys doing out there? What were you showing? I mean, what were you filming?
Well, he called it the fault route. But a lot of people call it the angle route or the Texas route. And he was like the king of it. He's still the king of it. I haven't seen nobody running like him. You run at an angle. You push it to the linebacker's shoulders. Whichever way he turns, you got to turn the opposite way and make him miss. And you just be wide open and help the quarterback get it to you. They see you in time.
You run that route a lot?
No, I love it. I love run a lot in this system here.
Hey, Trent, what did he have in his game that you wish you had, wish you could get?
Super Bowl. You know, that's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm pushing to. That's what we striving for every day. And, you know, we take one step at a time, you know. And he was a three-down back. And so for me, that's my goal, to be a three-down back, never to come off the field. I told Coach, I'll play on special team if you let me. But I know that's not going to happen. But, you know, for him, he was a three-down back, man, and Marshall wasn't that big. But, you know, he was that guy on the field that everybody feared. And so when I get on that field, I want everybody to fear me.
How much of a student of the game do you consider yourself? Or not so much student of the game, but a historian of the game?
Student of the game, I'm always be that. And historian, I'm always be that too, because there's always room to get better. There's always goals to be reached. So much I got accomplished for myself, for me knowing to where I want to be, to where I want my name to be in the Hall of Fame, want my goals to be, for my kids to go back and look and be like, this is what my father did, or my son and grow up and be like, my dad did this, I want to do better than him. You know, for kids around the world to be like, I can do just what Trent Richardson did or do it better. Just how I looked up to Marshall Faulk, Jim Brown, Emmitt Smith, a lot of them great guys, Ricky Williams when I was growing up. So it's a lot of guys that I look up to and that I know them guys set the same goals for people like us that go back and, you know, break them. The records are set to be broke.
Hey, who's the back you haven't met that you want to meet?
I done met some of everybody, man. I done met Jerome Bettis, Ricky Waters, Jim Brown, I met Mr. Allen. I done met a lot. I haven't met Ricky Williams yet. And he always been my idol when I was growing up. That's one guy I do want to meet and pick his brain and how I can get smarter in the game. But he's about really almost the only one I haven't really met.
I haven't
met Bo Jackson either.
Is there any one piece of information that Marshall would say to you that you think will just stick with you? Any one?
Man, it's just really when he tell me just be smart. Be smart. Be smart on the field. And stay healthy. And that's one thing that's always got to stick with you. Staying healthy and being smart on the field. And that's not, you know, saying that you can't take a lick. It's telling you, you know, take the right lick and, you know, get down when you got to get down, or, you know, play underneath your pads. So that's the one thing he always tell me on the field and off the field. You know, don't get caught up in any trouble, because it's hard to get in. It's easy to get in trouble. It's hard to get out.
You really have an appreciation, and you really honor these guys. I mean, the guys that came before you just comment on how much you appreciate meeting a guy like that.
Oh, it's big for me. I appreciate meeting guys like that that have done it before me. I appreciate meeting defensive guys like that. One of the best linebackers ever that came from Pensacola is Derrick Brooks. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't know that. But, you know, I have had dinner with him and, you know, spoke with him plenty of times. And, you know, it's just amazing to me because I'm still like a little kid when I look at these guys. And my eyes are getting big and I get almost starstruck when I see these people. And you know, for me, now they living their dream of me now. Now they done with playing football and stuff like that. So, I own these guys a lot, man, because these guys meant a lot to us, and they still mean a lot to us to this day, you know, about the game of football, the game that we love to play.